This is Meredith Sisko for the East Ozark Hills. The weather this spring, or actually one recent storm in particular, reminded me again of a night long ago in a land far away when I had occasion to attend a concert. I almost didn't go because the weather forecast didn't sound good, but it was Dave Brubeck and his bunch, and it was one night only, so I went. And I was soon consumed by the rich, tumbling notes, the mysterious timing of Joe Morello's drums and Paul Desmond's delicious, buttery saxophone. The thunder, too, seemed to be keeping time, rolling nearer and readying itself for a solo, perhaps, if offered. Then all at once, a flash, a sizzling, explosive, deafening bang, and the lights went out. But that wasn't the amazing part. Obviously, it was planned, if unrehearsed, but the band shifted between one note, one beat, and the next, from take five to stormy weather. Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. And on like that. It wasn't the storm or my memory of it, but that calm, measured reaction to it that has cast it into my memory and made it into an archetype. Earlier this week, and earlier this month, like all the times before, a storm roared through the Ozarks and did its level best to throw our stuff in the air and damage everything it could and scare the bejesus out of everybody. And then we got up the next morning, assessed the damage, grabbed our boots and saws and work gloves and said, okay, let's get to it. And that's the thing about we humans, or at least the ones that live here in these old hills. We don't stay scared. We may tremble in the moment and cast fervent prayers to whoever might be listening, but then when it blows over, we get up and do what needs to be done. I do sometimes wonder what's to become of us with our vivid imaginations, our gullibility even, to be caught up in ever more far-fetched notions that feed our fears, dislodge our personal phantoms, and lead us down rabbit tracks into a wilderness of the almost real, the reality that isn't really, the rumor apocalypse. Today, if we tire of the reality-based universe, we can just go with the virtual, put on our goggles, play the game, and see what world we enter when we take them off. Now, don't misunderstand me. I may be old, but I'm not yet some Luddite that believes we should go back to pre-technology days and burn our computers and cell phones. But while we're now anxiously awaiting a return to something we think of as normal, I think it bears mentioning that we probably should pay some attention to that new normal and weigh the wisdom of returning altogether to how and who we were back then. Perhaps we should weigh our attitudes and beliefs of the past against what we have learned in that very educational time in between, the time we spent alone. We learn a lot when there's time to think. That's why those sages go up on the mountaintops and discourage company. Certainly, we get well acquainted with our fears, and we can be overwhelmed by them. But like the morning after a storm, there's a new day to consider, new thoughts to think, new things to learn, new depths to our character added just because we made it through another night. Add to that the utter simplicity of what we've become accustomed to, curbside pickup, online ordering, working from home or not. We entered a place of great peril both to our health and our finances, but on the other hand, there were suddenly no costs for eating out, no driving to and from work, all those things we just had to have. We were pared down to the essentials, and by that, learned a good deal about just what those essentials are. We have a lot to think about. A great deal has been made over the past year over real and supposed limits to our freedom. For me, those sensible limits were worth it to curb the risks, and most of us were able to be adults about it. But I can tell you from recent experience that there is no feeling of freedom equal to that moment when you mask up, go somewhere, see a friend, flash the two-finger V sign, meaning you've had both shots, and hug for as long as you want to, fearlessly. We've earned those hugs, those hands holding fast, those deep sighs of relief. I know there is some anxiousness about the vaccines, but really, tell me you go online and check out the ingredients on sausage and hot dogs before you eat them. Tell me you read all the printed material that comes with every prescription. I know we hear things that scare us, but we also know human nature. We know some people just make things up, sometimes to scare us, sometimes to win us to their way of thinking, and sometimes just to get attention. For me, I trust my doctors over anything on Facebook or any other unverified source. I trust them because they've already saved my life more than once, and I expect them to keep on doing it. Well, anyway, here I am on the verge of turning this into a lecture, and that's not what I'm here for. I went down this rabbit track out of thankfulness for many things, that Monday night's storm wasn't any worse, and that we're waking up to the normal of spring's sun-filled, wind-blown, sometimes dramatic mornings, and life is as it should be, normal or not. We're nearly out from under this long, dismal, dark cloud of the pandemic, and I'm grateful it wasn't any worse or lasted any longer. I'm sincerely hoping you've gotten your shots so I can hug you when I see you, and you can trade that V for vaccinated with everybody you know and love, and that you're ready to weather all the storms life sends you in these Ozark Hills.
The bees are humming and the mockingbird sings. Time to pay attention to growing things.